This is Twit.
So Zoe Quinn is a game developer. She made Depression Quest, a couple of other really, really well-regarded independent video games. Being a woman and in game development, she already had to deal with her own fair share of harassment on Twitter, on email, you name it, which all kind of came to a head last year when an ex-boyfriend released many, many, many personal details about her and her love life to the internet, causing a tremendous backlash, which led to what we now know as Gamergate, which says it's a consumer boycott, but is actually more like a harassment campaign against women in game development.
Right. So now Quinn gave a presentation at the conference about online harassment, how to move past it. Tell us a little bit about what she talked about.
So instead of going over her story again, which, as she said, has been gone over many, many times by many members of the media, including myself, she chose to focus on what to do when you have been targeted for harassment. A lot of it stems around taking care of yourself first, around taking a deep breath, keeping specific evidence, logging specific evidence, making sure to keep the police in the loop. It's stuff that seems common sense, but when you're actually getting phone calls at 5 a.m. or your parents are, as in Zoe Quinn's case, that's a hard thing to think rationally all the way through.
Right.
So her advice mostly stemmed around how to keep a level head and that freaking out is actually okay a little bit as long as you're taking care of yourself.
Right. So take a deep breath and download your Twitter feed and keep it in a safe place. So
that's exactly right.
So, I mean, there's a real difference between, I mean, just someone being criticized and then just, you have to cross a line. I mean, when people cross a line being violent or threatening, that's the information that you should save, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Especially when it comes to things like specific threats. The common argument against telling the police has always been, oh, who takes those things seriously after all? But if there's a credible threat, as in the case of Brianna Wu, who is another game developer targeted by Gamergate and for harassment, someone formed a Twitter feed called something along the lines of Death to Brianna with her home address and very specific threats about how she was going to break in through the back door that she always leaves open or whatever. And yeah.